Whatever you seem to enjoy the most is a very good indication of where your strengths lie. Your strengths may be completely hidden, but by asking yourself these questions and facing the answers unblinkingly, you will begin to uncover them. And it's when you uncover a potential strength and begin to develop it so that you can use it in your life that you begin to feel really terrific about yourself. Your most important job is to apply yourself where you can make the greatest positive difference. This will be the area where you get your highest return on energy. When you're working and expanding your capabilities in an area of greatest strengths, you feel wonderful about yourself. You feel like a winner. You enjoy wonderful feelings of self-confidence and self-esteem. In addition, it's also very important for your happiness that you develop a proper perspective on the inevitable weaknesses that you will have in almost every area. And here are some thoughts with regard to weaknesses that may be helpful to you. The first thought is that almost every weakness can be viewed as a strength inappropriately applied. If you use one of your strengths where it's neither required nor helpful, it can often be perceived as a weakness. For example, I had a gentleman working for me recently who is extremely aggressive, and he found himself in a management position. As a manager, his aggressiveness made him the kind of person that no one wanted to cooperate with. What I had forgotten was that his major skills lay in selling, in an area of individual achievement. His aggressiveness was a strength in selling, but a weakness when he was put into a management position where his strength could not be used properly. Many of the so-called weaknesses that you might have are merely strengths being used in the wrong place and for the wrong purposes. A weakness may simply be situational. There is an old saying that when you go into the woods, you must expect the mosquitoes. Sometimes you'll be criticized for the things you do, and you may have a tendency to think that you're weak in these areas. But it may be that criticism just comes with the territory. As an example, I speak on sales, management, and motivation to a great number of people, a great number of times, and in a great number of places. People sometimes come up to me and they tell me they didn't like my talk. Now, more than 99% of the letters that I receive are highly favorable, but there are inevitably people who, for some reason, are not happy. These are the inevitable mosquitoes that go along with my profession. And you'll find that there are inevitable complaints and criticisms that go along with whatever you do. They may not be indicative of a weakness at all, merely an opinion or an observation by another person. You may have a personality weakness that has been caused by a previous experience. Someone may have taken advantage of you in the past, and you may be hypersensitive to being taken advantage of again in the future. The slightest suggestion that a person does not completely approve of your behavior might cause you to react negatively. This may be seen as a personality flaw or weakness, while in reality it's merely a result of your previous reinforcement history. It may also be something that will be helpful for you to decide to get over. Your weakness may be amenable to education. Often the only thing holding you back from extraordinary accomplishment is a little bit of learning. If you take the right courses, listen to the right audio tapes, and read the right books, that may be all that you need to do to become exceptional in your field. And finally, what appears as a weakness may be a key indicator of the type of work or activity that you should not be engaging in. It may be that you don't enjoy that area of endeavor at all. If you try to do something and you consistently do it poorly, this may be a way of your finding out that this is an inappropriate field for you. Take the time to analyze yourself carefully. By practicing disclosure to yourself and others, both in written and spoken form, you will develop a higher level of self-awareness and self-honesty. As you become more knowledgeable about your strengths, you will become more self-accepting of who you really are. And as your level of self-acceptance goes up and you begin to really respect yourself for your unique talents and abilities, your level of self-esteem and self-confidence will go up as well. When you minimize or downplay your weaknesses and simultaneously identify and maximize your strengths, you will become a peak performer in everything you decide to do.